Macbeth by William Shakespeare, Act 2, Scene 2. The same location and time. Enter Lady Macbeth. That which hath made them drunk hath made me bold. What hath quenched them hath given me fire. Hark, peace! It was the owl that shrieked, the fatal bellman, which gives the sternest good night. He is about it. The doors are open, and the surfeited grooms do mock their charge with snores. I have drugged their possets, that death and nature do contend about them, whether they live or die. From within, Macbeth's voice. Who's there? What ho? Alack, I am afraid they have awakened, and 'tis not done. The attempt, and not the deed, confounds us. Hark, I laid their daggers ready. He could not miss him, had he not resembled my father as he slept. I had done it. Macbeth enters. My husband! I have done the deed. Didst thou not hear a noise? I heard the owl scream and the crickets cry. Did you not speak?
When?
Now.
As I descended?
Aye. Hark, who lies in the second chamber? Donalbain. This is a sorry sight.
He looks on his hands.
A foolish thought to say a sorry sight. There's one did laugh in sleep, and one cried, murther. That they did wake each other, I stood and heard them, but they did say their prayers and addressed them again to sleep. There are two lodged together. One cried, God bless us, and amen the other, as they had seen me with these hangman's hands. Listening their fear, I could not say amen when they did say, God bless us. Consider it not so deeply. But wherefore could not I pronounce amen? I had most need of blessing, and amen stuck in my throat. These deeds must not be thought after these ways, so it will make us mad. I heard a voice cry, sleep no more. Macbeth, does Merthyr sleep, the innocent sleep, sleep that knits up the ravelled sleeve of care, the death of each day's life, sore labour's bath, balm of hurt minds, great nature's second course, chief nourisher in life's feast? What do you mean? Still it cried, sleep no more to all the house. Glamis hath murthered sleep, and therefore Cawdor shall sleep no more. Macbeth shall sleep no more. Who was it that thus cried? Why, worthy thane, you do unbend your noble strength to think so brain sickly of things. Go, get some water, and wash this filthy witness from your hand. Why did you bring these daggers from the place? They must lie there. Go, carry them, and smear the sleepy grooms with blood.
I'll go no more. I am afraid to think what I have done. Look on it again, I dare not.
Infirm of purpose! Give me the daggers. The sleeping and the dead are but as pictures. 'Tis the eye of childhood that fears a painted devil. If he do bleed, I'll gild the faces of the grooms withal, for it must seem their guilt.
She exits, and we hear knocking within.
Whence is that knocking? How is it with me when every noise appalls me? What hands are here? Ha! They pluck out mine eyes. With all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood clean from my hand? No, this my hand will rather the multitudinous seas incarnadine, making the green one red.
Re-enter Lady Macbeth.
My hands are of your colour, but I shame to wear a heart so white.
There is knocking from within.
I hear knocking. At the south entry, retire we to our chamber. A little water clears us of this deed. How easy is it, then? Your constancy hath left you unattended.
We hear more knocking from within.
Hark, more knocking. Get on your nightgown, lest occasion call us and show us to be watchers. Be not lost so poorly in your thoughts.
To know my deed, 'twere best not know myself. More knocking from within.
Wake, Duncan, with thy knocking. I would thou couldest.
They exit. The end of Act 2, Scene 2 of Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.